بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of fulfilling Amana, trust which is upon us. And one important aspect which is highlighted in this hadith, in a lengthy hadith, is the trust of our inheritance, our estate. That each one of us must see that we have a will drawn up, and that and that will must comply according to Sharia, not according to the law of the land or our own whims and fancies. And the importance of it we can understand from this hadith, that Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making his wasiyat on the battlefield, and he was convinced that he would be dying that day in the battle. And he was advising and giving instructions to his son Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu as how to settle his matters. In that we read that he said that I've got a lot of debts, and we explained also that those debts were not as what we understand as a debt, a loan that somebody takes, but people used to leave their amanat by him. And he said, I'm not prepared to accept it as an amanat because that responsibility is very great. Give it to me as a loan, then I can use it as I want to, and then that loan. So that was the loan that he had, which was actually the amanat which people kept by him. And then he told his son, Abdullah, that you should pay all those debts that I have, or from my assets. And the assets were nothing in cash, but he had quite a few properties that we will read about, and he to sell those properties and then to pay the debt. And he also made wasiyat, made a bequest which every person is entitled to in one third of his estate, to give it to anyone, none of the heirs themselves who are inheriting, but any other, like his grandchildren, for example, some cousin, neighbor, masjid, madrasa, wherever he wants to, he can make a bequest. Say, one third of the third he made for his own son, Abdullah, his children. He said, you must give them a third. And further we read then, Qala Hisham. Hisham, who is also one of the narrators of the hadith, he said that, وَكَانَ بَعْضُ وَلَدِ عَبْدِلَّهِ قَدْ وَازَ بَعْضَ بَنِي زُبَيْرِ. And some of the children of Zubair, the person who is making this bequest and this inheritance, his children were the age of Abdullah's children, his grandchildren. It happens many times that the children of a person and his grandchildren, they are similar in age. In fact, sometimes the grandchildren are more older than his own children also. Children which are born later in the marriage. After some time, some children are born, then their age is more than the grandchildren also. So he had children, and they were equal in age, or rather, his grandchildren were more older than his own children also. So he said they were similar in age, and particularly he was referring to Khubayb and Abbad, two of the children of Hazrat Zubair, and then for them he says, وَلَهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ تِسْعَةُ بَنِينَ وَتِسْعُ بَنَاتٍ. And on that day when he was making this wasiyat, he had nine boys, his children, and nine girls. In other words, he had 18 children, and they were the ones who were going to inherit directly. The nine boys and the nine days. Qala Abdullah, and then Hazrat Abdullah, who is the son of Hazrat Zubair, فَجَعَلَ يُوسِينِ بِلَيْنِهِ فَيَقُولُ. And he carried on advising me with regard to his inheritance, his estate, and in the procedure he told me certain particular statement. And that is a very, very important statement, which we will read later, that how he should go about settling the loans that he has. And any difficulty he encounters at any time, and we also encounter difficulties in various matters, then how to seek the help of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? That he explains further. So in today's lesson it is that Hisham explained that some of his children, Ubad and Khubayb, they were similar in age. His own children were similar in age to his grandchildren. And he had left when he passed away, 9 boys and 9 girls were his children when he had passed away. So inshallah, in front we will read further how he told him to seek the help of Allah Ta'ala if he faces any difficulty. May Allah also let us see that if there is anyone who has passed away in our family, the estates are wound up properly according to Sharia. And for us ourselves to see that we have got our wills made according to Sharia, this is a very important aspect. We take namaz as important, and that is very, very important. Many other commandments we do, but many of us are negligent as far as our estate is concerned, as far as drawing up our will is concerned. That also we should try and do it in order. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.